Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We've got something special for you today. Mitchell County Historical Society's David Biddick sat down with local geologist Alex Glover after the earthquake on Sunday, and here's some fascinating information about earthquakes in our area.
They aren't really rare, they're common, and it's the Eastern Tennessee Seismic Zone, which comes into North Carolina, but most of them are around Knoxville area in east this way. But they usually occur 1.1 to 2.1 small ones. And of course, you had the New Madrid system that came down from the Midwest and came through Memphis and on down. And then you had the Charleston quake early. I don't remember the date of that, but it just about devastated Charleston. And some of those were thought to be failed rifts. And a rift is like the African rift zone, the big plains of East Africa. And they're areas where the continental crust pulls apart. And as it pulls apart, you have areas that downwarp. Mm-hmm. And as they downwarp, they create a big plain. And that's what the African rift valleys are. And some rifts succeed and continue, like the rift zone of the Mid-Atlantic rift zone in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, where it's still spreading apart. And it's a divergent continental margin where Europe and Asia are going away from us, and of course we're going away from them westward. So those are quite common, and in fact, one of those rifts, the rift that really caused the separation of the Atlantic, started right along here, and there's remnants of that at Grandfather Mountain. There's some boulder debris areas that you can see in the walls, Grandfather Mountain, where those old zones had torn apart, which is just amazing to see them. But so several colleagues and I think that maybe this was either a failed rift where a rift had tried to pull apart in the past and there are sutures there. So between all of that pushing and shoving between the Mid-Atlantic Ridge westward toward California, things just slip and pop and move. And it could have been one of those. But the most interesting thing, I think, is the Brevard Fault, which happened about 310 million years ago, which really warped the Blue Ridge up over the Piedmont and caused a low-angle thrust. That fault might have been a little part of consequence of this fault we had today, this earthquake we had today. Even though that fault hasn't moved in hundreds of millions of years, I think that's consensus that it has not moved in the last 200 million years. The splays where these faults go, sometimes they're little splays that go off from them when that rock is breaking loose and thrusting. But it goes right through that Sparta area. So if that's happening, USGS, they'll figure out what happened. But another thing unusual, it was quite shallow. Mm-hmm. It was 4 kilometers, which is about 2 miles deep. Lots of earthquakes are a lot deeper than that. This was a little shallower, and when you get shallower earthquakes, usually they cause more damage. So I'm not sure what's happened in Sparta, but I knew they had power outages. And they may have just shut the power out, or it may have damaged something. And I've got a neat little paper here. This is from the USGS, but this is earthquake damage description, looking at the Mercalli scale and the Richter scale. But if you go down the Richter scale and look at a 5, a strong 5 would be felt by all. Some heavy furniture moved in a few instances of falling. So that's what could have happened in that area. Some people, I've seen some Facebook occurrences where people had some things rattle on the shelves and some books rattle. I don't know if any books fell off. Mm-hmm. But it made our grandfather clock chime. The pendulum that dings when changes time, the hammer was swinging and it was going off. Mm-hmm. And then we had a 200-gallon horse tank down there and we could see the water sloshing in it. And normally this is a log house, and when we get high winds, because we're at 4,000 feet, the whole house creaks, and it started creaking all over. And I thought, gosh, are we having a storm? Is there a wind shear? And I looked outside, no wind at all. And then you feel some shaking. That's an earthquake. typical textbook signs of an earthquake. Mm-hmm. And of course, some people felt it and some people didn't. And we hear that it was felt in Raleigh and Atlanta and as far as down in Columbia and in Greenville, South Carolina. So pretty cool stuff. But, you know, if I feel it's probably one of those old sutures may have moved a little bit or something happened. And then I saw a USGS report that they measure seismic activity and they tell how far it goes as to how much energy was released with some of that seismic data. And they equated it to about 274 tons of TNT going off. And what's interesting, that's about what the level of the explosive damage of the Lebanon blast that we had last week, which killed 150 people.
Right.
So, that's a lot of energy. But who knows what actually happened, but those are some ideas that would make sense.
So, I've sent to you, in the historical record, there have been three of these in Western North Carolina before today. There was one in 1861 at Wilkes County. That was a 5.5, I believe. Then in 1916, they had one south of Asheville in Scotland. They call it the Waynesville earthquake on a lot of places. And then we had one, oddly enough, in Mitchell County in 1926. Now, I know there's not a lot of information out there, but would the one here be a lot like the one that happened today?
Could be, David. We're in southern Mitchell County right here in little Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Brevard Falls, only about, by the way, a crow flies, 2 miles, maybe 3 miles this way behind me. And so it could have been associated with that, but most seismic people think that the Brevard's not moved, but it may have been a splay off of it. The area of Mitchell County is riddled with old faults. Mm-hmm. When we were mining here, in our mines, you could see zones where there were slick insides and joints where there had been movement and offsets. And then, of course, the Linville Falls Fault is not 5 miles from here, maybe 6 miles. And, of course, it was a major fault. So it's nothing new to know that the area is riddled with faults, and it could always be some movement, some slight movement on those old sutures. The rock's already broken. So it could have, with a lot of pressure and pushing, it could be a slight slip or a movement. And that's what's happened throughout time in that eastern East Tennessee fault zone area.
So what we have here wouldn't equate to like New Madrid out in Missouri or
no,
maybe Charleston,
No, I don't
right?
think so. But now New Madrid was a failed rift. They do think it was a failed rift, a major one. Of course, it did damage, and there are some people that think that could happen again, and some think no.
We're going to pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Alex Glover, who is a geologist, and David Biddix of the Mitchell County Historical Society. The first question that we take on tomorrow is, should the Appalachian Mountains even be here to start with, geologically speaking? Fascinating stuff. Thank you to David Biddix and, of course, to local geologist Alex Glover for giving us this fascinating look at earthquakes in the area and the earthquake on Sunday. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.